This is Brooke Porter. She says, I grew up in a loving home, but we were not church-going people. My parents never wanted to force religion on us and instead allowed me and my siblings to decide our own paths. I began going to church with some friends in my freshman year of high school because I felt that something was missing. I trusted Jesus as my Lord and Savior in March of 2008 after the influence of the church, youth group, and my soccer coach's beliefs led me to see that Jesus is the only one who can save me and fulfill the longing I had felt for so long. I never took part in believer's baptism, and I am excited to reaffirm my faith and desire to be obedient to the teaching and commands of Jesus Christ. I am so thankful that I have been given eternal life through Christ's suffering for my sins, and I'm excited to be able to make this outward proclamation of my inner commitment to him.
Brooke, my sister, I just want you to know when you get baptized, your public profession of these faiths today, many in the weeks and days that come will come and say, hey, I want to publicly profess. So this is so important, not just for you, but for the body of Christ. So we celebrate that. So Brooke, my sister, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Sheldon Burke and his story of faith. When I was 16, I had a coach who led me to faith in Christ. I knew I was a sinner separated from God, and I knew Jesus died on the cross for me to save me from my sins. However, when the coach asked a bunch of us if we want to get baptized, I said yes without really knowing why. I just wanted to please my coach. This period of my life was filled with learning about Jesus and spending time at church with my youth group. But after high school, when I served in the military, I walked away from my faith a bit. I never quit believing, just pursuing. I guess you could say my relationship with Jesus was very distant. Over the past year, my wife and I knew there was more to life, more we wanted for our lives. Something was missing. And of course, it was Jesus. We started attending Fellowship Greenville a little over a year ago, and through the teaching here, we are growing as a couple and as a family in our faith. We want to be open to Jesus and his presence no matter what happens in our lives. Though I never lost faith after accepting Jesus at 16, I did stray away. And this past year has been a time of repentance, of returning to Jesus and the life that he offers. And today I am declaring with Jesus as my strength and help that I want to follow him and the plans he has for me.
Well, Sheldon, I can tell there's someone very excited about you getting baptized. And he was asked lots of questions in there for you earlier. So, Sheldon, my brother, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Ashley Burke and her story of faith. Having no upbringing in the church, my life before Jesus was filled with misery and pain as a result of my decisions. And so many friends and family were hurt in the wake of my poor choices. There was a void in my heart I attempted to fill with all the wrong things, a void I know now could only be filled by knowing and accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Just this past year, I married an amazing man. He is a wonderful father and husband. We are both on our second marriage, which comes with it its own blessings and struggles. And I don't want to repeat my past mistakes. I truly believe our coming together was the hand of God giving me a second chance. So I am choosing to seek the Lord as an individual and with my family. We found Fellowship Greenville on Easter of 2018, came back January 2019, and never left. Jesus has and continues to change our lives, and today I am here to show through the act of baptism that I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Ashley, that is so sweet. I see he's excited for Mom as well. So, Ashley, my sister, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Joshua Hutchison and his faith story. He says, I'd been thinking about my faith for a while, but felt a little shaky about whether I really believed in Jesus or not. I have been reading in my Action Bible regularly and came across the passage about Peter's sermon on Pentecost, where Peter confronted people about their participation in the crucifixion of Jesus. It says in there, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." When I read this, I felt that Peter was also speaking to me, and that my own sin also helped crucify Jesus. Soon after that, I heard Pastor Charlie's sermon on Easter Sunday from the same passage, and I prayed to put my faith in Jesus, believing that he died to forgive me of my sins and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Now I want to be baptized to show my trust in the Lord completely.
Well, Joshua, it seems like recently there was someone else that was baptized. Who was that? Do you remember?
My grandmama.
Your grandmama, yeah. She was sitting in this tank just recently. So what a testimony of grace as we talked about. So Joshua, my brother, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Nestor McSween Abel and her story. I was born in Grenada and grew up in the Virgin Islands. My mom started sending me to church when I was 8 or 9 years old. Although they had pretty strict rules for living, I liked being in church. I gave my life to Christ as a child, but I was never baptized. I have lived in many places and always found community in the local churches. I came to Fellowship Greenville 4 years ago after being invited by a neighbor. My kids love the church and student programs, and our family found the church to be a good mix of our Catholic and Pentecostal backgrounds. Today, I am also celebrating being in remission from cancer. I am thankful for the prayers and ministry of family, friends, and several area churches who rallied around me and prayed for my healing. Thanks be to God. The past year, I've watched his blessing and favor unfold in my life and my family's lives. Recently, I explained baptism to one of my friends, Sylvia. When she found out I had not taken the step, she said, "You can so perfectly explain it, but you have never done it yourself." So at this time, I am excited to be baptized and let everyone know of God's unfailing goodness in my life.
Nestor, my sister, I remember the very first time I met you, and it was at the hospital praying for you before your surgery. And then last week, us celebrating that you're going to get baptized this week. What a great day it is. So Nestor, my sister, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Jada Williams and his story. He says, "My walk with Christ started when I was 18 years old. Before then, I had been raised in a Christian family and have been taught the truth of Jesus Christ, but had never experienced it for myself. It wasn't until I walked my own path, finding destruction, emptiness, and dissatisfaction, that I realized the Lord was giving me a chance to follow him or continue striving on my own. The strength of this church has influenced me ever since I was a young child. I've connected to both teaching pastors here, and they have helped me grow by the power of the Holy Spirit within them. My name is Jada Christopher Williams, and I'm being baptized to proclaim that my identity is in Jesus Christ, my Savior. For without him, I have nothing, and with him, I have eternal peace."
Now, Jada, I remember when you were so small that you actually had to look up to me. Now, every time I see you, I'm looking up to you. So I pray that many others will look up to you when they see Jesus Christ in your life each day, and that you will make his name great. So Jada, my brother, I love you. I'll baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Lindy Harvey and her story. Growing up in church, I learned the stories and I went through the motions, but I didn't really know God. When I was in my teens, I lost my innocence and mistook lust for love at too young of an age. I didn't believe I was worthy of God's holy and pure love. so I settled for relationships that were abusive and loveless. In January of this year, God began to make it clear that everything I loved in my cool Nashville life wasn't what he wanted for me. I experienced much spiritual warfare in the middle of a troubled marriage. My husband was unwilling to address addictions in his life. We could not share the spiritual realm, and our marriage fell apart. God began to show me that he heard all of my cries. He had been keeping me safe, and he was still pursuing my heart, though I thought I was unworthy. Since moving back to Greenville, my hometown, I started seeking the real Jesus, the one who embraces and doesn't push us away. I know that it is by grace and through faith that we are given a new life. God fills all of my days with hope, joy, and peace, even when it makes no sense at all. My friend Brett plays drums at Fellowship Greenville, and he invited me to this fellowship. Through this church, he has been showing me that he is so sweet and rich in love and mercy, and I can trust him. I want to get baptized today as a declaration of my deep love, trust, hope, and new life in Yahweh. I wouldn't be alive without him. He will have the victory in my broken hallelujah, and there is peace knowing that it is well with my soul because God is who he says he is.
Yes, he is. He is faithful, and he's bigger than, greater than anything we could ever know. So, Lindy, my sister, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Jason Calliope and his words. I accepted Christ over 12 years ago, and until now have been successful in my procrastination of baptism. I like to think that God has me doing this here and now for a reason, maybe because I get to share this day with my mom, who is also being baptized. My faith story began several years ago, curiously enough, because of another baptism. I didn't grow up in church. In fact, it wasn't until I was 17 years old that I voluntarily attended a church service because my then-girlfriend Christy was being baptized. I think it technically counted as our second date. Long story short, Christy and I got married 4 years later while we were both still in college. During our early years together, her new faith was no match for my lack of faith, but God had a rescue plan. Shortly after the birth of our first child, Christy enrolled in a parenting group that turned out to be a Bible study. While hesitant at first, she eventually became close with a great group of Christian women who led her back to Christ. This created conflict in our marriage at the time, but ultimately resulted in me becoming friends with some great people who graciously entertained my unbelief and introduced me to the God of the Bible. It took a couple of years, regularly attending church and wrestling with questions and beliefs, but finally at a service on Palm Sunday in 2007, I decided to step out in faith and accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Today, I'm being baptized as a public profession of that faith.
Well, Jason, it's been so sweet to see you just continue to grow and to pursue God, and you and Christy together being an example of Christ for others. So, Jason, my brother, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Susan Poto and her story. God, the Bible, religion, Jesus, each one was an enigma most of my life. I believed God created us, loved us, had our best interests at heart, but I sailed through life on the belief that if I tried to be a good person, if I was kind and caring and didn't intentionally hurt anyone, I would be good with God. I didn't go to church growing up. All I knew about Jesus, I learned through the carols we sang at Christmas time, a few days at VBS, and a couple of Bible study classes after school. As an adult, there were many times I pondered the meaning and purpose of life, why bad things happen to good people, and why there is so much evil in this world. In those moments, I looked to God. I sought answers in church a few times, but just could not relate to the message. I tried reading the Bible as well, but was unsure if I was grasping its true intent. A Bible for Dummies book would have really helped me back then. When I didn't get the answers for which I searched, I became discouraged and gave up. But God never gave up on me. He pursued me relentlessly. At the age of 60, as I entered yet another decade, I took a serious assessment of my life. I felt in my heart that I had failed to find the most important piece to life's puzzle. As God would have it, he blessed me with a daughter-in-law who is a believer, and she had introduced my son to the gift of Jesus. They encouraged me to find that missing piece for myself. I started attending a church in my hometown. The worship music immediately spoke to my heart. The message was full of hope and relatable to this life. I learned that it wasn't about religion, but a personal relationship with Jesus. It was during a series called Land of the Lost, a place I'd been residing for a long, long time, that the Spirit literally moved me out of my seat to kneel at the front of the church. Through tears, I prayed the prayer of commitment. I asked Jesus for forgiveness and to come into my heart and life. I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior. Jesus was my missing piece. I enjoy coming to Fellowship Greenville whenever I am here visiting my family. It is my second church home, and I am being baptized today along with my son as a public profession that I have put my trust and faith in Jesus Christ.
Susan, what a privilege it is to be a part of God's story and to see how he's interwoven the time for you and Jason today, and Christy's great testimony of faith. So, Susan, my sister, it is my privilege to baptize you now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Taurus Davis and his story. He says, I was raised in a loving home with four siblings and loving parents. From the time I was born, I went to church regularly in the Catholic faith. I was baptized and confirmed, but by the time I finished high school and started college, I no longer attended church on a regular basis. My first attempt at college ended quickly with a sports injury, and lacking any real direction, I decided to join the Air Force, where God started to get my attention. My roommate was a Christian and spent every morning studying his Bible, which made a huge impact on my life. He later shared the gospel with me, and I decided to put my trust in Jesus. After the Air Force, I finished my degree and started my first job, where God used another Christian man who helped me get connected with a Bible-teaching church. For the first time, I was in God's Word on a regular basis and finding out for myself what he had to say about life with him and others. I finally learned that salvation wasn't what I could do for God, but what he's done for me. And after many years, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 finally hit home. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. God brought me to Fellowship Greenville in a difficult season in my life. My wife passed away in 2010, and shortly after that, I was connected here, specifically with the Stephen Ministry, thanks to Scott and Sharon for walking through that hard journey with me. I'm getting baptized today to let my family and friends know that I love and trust my Savior now and always, and I can't wait to see how he will use me to love and serve others.
Taurus, my brother, my wife too came to Christ on Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 that God used it in her life. And today, many of you are going to hear these testimonies, and some of you are going to say, hey, I need to get baptized, or maybe I need to know Jesus Christ. And so your public profession here is a big deal, both for you and for all those here today. So we celebrate you, my brother. Taurus, my brother, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is James Bishop and his story. Growing up, I was very active in the Methodist church, but in my late teens, I succumbed to peer pressure by abusing alcohol and drugs, and these addictions carried into my late 30s and affected my relationship with God. I believed in him, but I definitely did not have a personal friendship with him. It wasn't until I got in trouble with the law that I realized I had to change direction. I let go of my friends who were a bad influence on me, but that left me terribly lonely. I really missed having a community. I finally reached a point where I got down on my knees and asked God to help me rebuild my life, and he did not hesitate to answer my prayer. With his help, I found new friends, an awesome wife, and a family that cares about me. Plus, I now have such a great community at Fellowship Greenville that loves me enough to speak truth to me. I'm incredibly thankful to God for leading my family to this church. It has and continues to be a light that leads me home to him. I want to be baptized today to go public with my faith and thank Jesus for this great salvation.
James, it's such a privilege. I know that you probably are wondering, why am I baptized when I've tried to run over you in the parking lot so many times? I repent of that, but I've already been baptized. So. I do know these people in your community group, they love you. And I know we've kind of talked about the story and the work God's been doing in your life. So, James, my brother, it is my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Sharon Campbell Bishop, married to James. She writes, I grew up in a small upstate town and attended a Pentecostal church where my parents were members. Because of our large family, my parents struggled to pay rent and provide food for all of us. But my mom always had faith that God would provide, and he did. Seeing her faith at work was a huge example for me. It took me a while to understand where her faith came from in those tough times growing up. We had church service twice on Sunday and once a week on Wednesday, where I was very involved in the youth group, as well as singing solos and in the church choir. Attending church or not was not an option for me. I believed at a young age in Jesus, but I didn't feel his presence. I often wonder what others in the church meant by being filled with the Holy Spirit. And as a teenager, I was saved and baptized, but I never felt a true connection to God when I took those steps. I think I was just doing what Christians were supposed to do. I suffered a breakup in my senior year of college and relocated to Greenville, where several of my friends already lived. Under their influence, I began going out to nightclubs to relax and have fun. But before I knew it, I was going out 3 to 4 nights a week, drinking more and more. This reckless pattern continued until I was 30 years old and I became pregnant. Suddenly, I was faced with the pressure of having an abortion or becoming a single mother. I felt very alone. After giving birth, I lost my job and was forced to find another job with a baby. Who had I become? This was not the girl I knew in the past. She was gone. The depression of raising a baby on my own forced me to find an escape, so I continued down a destructive path. I found myself pregnant again, faced with the pressure of terminating the pregnancy. In God's sovereignty, I had the courage and strength to keep my children and make a living for them. Over time, I realized that God was continually calling me back to himself and wanted my attention. He opened my eyes. Along the way, I lost so many relationships with people I thought were my closest friends. But at the age of 40, I realized that even if people judged me, my story is beautiful because God's mercy is written all over it. I tortured myself for years with guilt and shame, but I know my Father does not speak condemnation over me. Accepting that he truly loves and forgives me has placed joy in my heart again. He gave me the complete family I have today, and I'm nothing but grateful for all he has carried us through. Today, I'm being baptized to show my family and the world that Jesus is my Savior and rescuer. His Spirit lives in me. And to anyone out there who has a story like mine, remember, no matter how far away you run from God or how much others judge you, you will always find peace and rest in Christ alone.
That's so good, Sharon. No, it's amazing. It's amazing how God redeems our pain and he uses it for his great glory. So right now, as you've shared your testimony, many will get to hear the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Sharon, my sister, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Is Eric Schmutzak and his story. He says, my name is Eric and I am 11 years old. I came to church with my grandparents, Bill and Jeannie Stoner, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior on Easter Sunday. My grandmother has helped me learn more about Jesus. She got me a Bible and I read a lot of Genesis and Luke in the very first. I read a lot of Genesis and Luke in the very first week. I want to get baptized so I can show everyone I'm a Christian and a follower of God.
Eric, you do have some great grandparents, and I've known them for a long time, and they sure do love and brag about you all the time. So now you get to brag about Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. So, Eric, my brother, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Katie Bishop and her story of grace. I was 5 years old when I first accepted Christ as my Savior, but as I grew older, I really didn't understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with Jesus, nor did I believe it was possible. I strayed far away from God for a very long time. I was a drug addict and an alcoholic in a relationship with a drug addict and alcoholic. When I found out I was pregnant with our first child, Isabel, I quit abusing drugs and alcohol. But my boyfriend continued down that dark road and passed away at the age of 30. During these years, I think I blamed God for all my problems instead of seeking and following his guidance for my life. I wanted to be served by God without serving him. Years later, I met my now husband, Lonnie. We both struggled with alcoholism on and off, and it affected the trust and closeness in our marriage for a long time. Eventually, I kicked Lonnie out of our house, and we were separated for about a year. I blamed all the issues in our marriage on him, but I could sense God pursuing me to dig deeper for the truth. Lonnie and I decided to participate in Re-Engage last semester, and it changed our lives. Personally, I had to find salvation in God instead of looking for it in other people. I had to give up drinking for good. I had to recognize my own dirt in order to fully appreciate what it meant to be clean in Christ. Through him alone, Lonnie and I decided to reconcile, and our marriage is being restored day by day. God has also called me to train to be a counselor at Piedmont Women's Center so I can share my story with women who are walking the path I once traveled. It's so beautiful to watch God redeem my brokenness and use it for his glory and fame. Now I see what immersing myself in the Lord will manifest, and that is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, and contentment. I'm so excited to be baptized today and tell the world that I trust God completely with my whole life.
Wow, Katie, I remember a lot of this going on in your life and the hard times and the struggles you've gone through. And what great joy it was to see that first week you and Lonnie at Re-Engage and to see the life change. So Katie, my sister, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Isabel, Katie's daughter, and her story of faith. I was put in church when I was a child, so I grew up with an understanding of faith in Jesus Christ. Though I am still a child, I always see God's light in the dark times. My dad was a drug addict, and he died when I was only 7 years old. For a long time, I struggled with his death. When my mom married my stepfather, I didn't like him because he also struggled with addiction as well. But through the Holy Spirit and my mother's example, I saw that we serve a God of forgiveness and second chances. And if the Lord could have grace on my stepdad, so could I. I now see that God's same grace carried me through hard times in my own life. Even if others don't believe what I believe, I know I have the Holy Spirit in my heart, and he is all I need. By getting baptized today, I'm showing how glad I am to trust in Jesus.
Wow, Isabella, what a great story and through all the trials and hardships and difficulties that God redeems you. And so, Isabella, my sister, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And to round out the family, this is Lonnie Bishop, Katie's husband. He says, I was in church at a young age, but fell away from God as I grew up, and I lost my way for a very long time. I am finding that God's plan is so much better than the plans I had for myself. Through attending this church and participating and re-engage with my wife, I decided to have a more intentional relationship with God. I long to be the husband and father God has called me to be, and I'm ready to tell the world that I want to dedicate myself to him in all I do. I'm incredibly thankful for his grace in my life, and I'm looking forward to a future filled with joy, faith, and eternal hope.
Well, I want you to know your marriage and the way God reconciled it, using people in your life in the re-engage group. Y'all were just one of a number of stories that came back together. And so now you can encourage others when they don't have any hope. So, Lonnie, my brother, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Trevin Rice and his story. I have been in church all my life, but in January of 2017, I made the decision to give my life to Christ. I know that God gave his only son, Jesus, to die for my sins, and I realized how sinful I was and my need for him. I want to continue to trust God throughout the rest of my life. I also want to obey him by being baptized. I want to show the world that I have entrusted God with my life, and I want him to lead and guide me for the rest of my life.
Trevin, there's a lot of people here excited about what God's been doing in your life and this opportunity for you to publicly profess Jesus Christ. So Trevin, my brother, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This is Bob Greer and his story. I was not raised in a Christian home. My sisters and I lived with our mom, along with one of her many husbands or boyfriends. The only real father figure I had was my uncle, whom I also considered my best friend. But when I was still very young, he died in a tragic accident. After my uncle's death, my mom searched for comfort. She began attending the local church, but they couldn't provide the type of answers she wanted. So my mother turned to occult practices and the supernatural arts to find the peace she craved. As I grew older, I constantly sought approval from others. Once I joined the Marines after high school, I finally felt like I had an identity. But my time in service also led me into a life of partying and heavy drinking. And one day I nearly drank myself to death. I met my wife, Jennifer, during her freshman year of college. I started attending church with her, but it was just something I did. I had no real affection for God, nor did I understand what Jesus' death and resurrection meant. When a friend of mine tried to speak truth to me, I remember telling him, "I just don't believe God could ever forgive my sins." About 7 years ago, I volunteered to serve meals to the homeless at Triune Mercy Center. As I served, I noticed that all the people there had something in common. They each carried a bag containing their personal belongings, all of their belongings. I watched them take food from the table and put it in their bag. I realized they were likely saving those items for later when they were hungry again. Witnessing that sight, I felt overwhelming compassion for them and then realized how merciful God has always been to me. A number of my choices could have put me in the same position or worse. As I considered how merciful he had been, I began to realize the greater mercy I didn't see before. I finally understood Christ died on the cross to save sinners like me. And when the meal was over, I ran to my car and began telling God how sorry I was for the life I lived, and I could finally see how much he loved me all along. I told him I believed that Jesus paid the penalty for my sin, and I just wanted to love him back. I had no real category for what had happened. I just knew I wanted to tell as many people as I could, and that I had new and real affection for Jesus and people that I didn't have before. Jennifer and I found our way to Fellowship Greenville about 4 years ago. Our first Sunday here was a large baptism service, and I heard many stories of people experiencing Jesus and proclaiming their faith. I told God I wanted to be a part of that. And I've sat through all the baptism services since then and have cried many joyful tears along with them. I know I've personally waited too long, but here I am today, joyfully and humbly, to proclaim my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and my desire to follow him all the days of my life.
Bob, this is your chance to profess Jesus Christ, to tell again your story over and over again, and as you leave here, to continue to confess Jesus Christ and what he's done in your life. So, brother, it's my privilege now to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.